Power is undergoing a historic transformation. While we often focus on who has power, the more profound shift concerns how power itself operates. The fundamental sources of power have always been violence, muscle, wealth, money, and knowledge, mind. Throughout history, these three have constantly interacted, but their relative importance has dramatically shifted. Today, knowledge has emerged as the ultimate power amplifier, transforming both military might and economic wealth. This explains why every power holder throughout history has sought to control information. The Catholic Church once monopolized literacy, modern dictatorships control media, even democracies classify millions of documents as secret. Despite our focus on wealth distribution, knowledge is actually the most maldistributed power resource, and the coming struggle will increasingly center on access to information. Unlike guns and money, which are finite, knowledge is infinitely expandable. While force and wealth cannot be used simultaneously by different people, knowledge can be shared without being depleted, often producing more knowledge through its use. Most revolutionary of all, knowledge can be grasped by both weak and poor, making it a perpetual threat to the powerful. We're witnessing a shift from muscle-based to mind-based wealth creation. This super symbolic economy has triggered global competition, exposed the weaknesses of centrally planned economies, and disrupted traditional power relationships. Knowledge has emerged as the ultimate substitute resource, infinitely versatile and essentially inexhaustible. In manufacturing, computer-driven technologies enable product customization rather than identical production runs. New knowledge substitutes for raw materials through miniaturization and advanced composites, while reducing transportation costs through improved tracking and supply chain optimization. Most importantly, knowledge saves time by accelerating communications and development cycles. While attention focuses on computers replacing manual labor, knowledge increasingly substitutes for financial capital, potentially threatening traditional financial structures more than labor unions ever did. As knowledge reduces the need for materials, labor, time, space, and capital, information becomes the central battleground of advanced economies. This battle unfolds in supermarkets, where retailers and manufacturers compete for customer data. Barcodes, initially developed for checkout efficiency, have shifted power by giving retailers unprecedented product performance insights. With sophisticated analytics, retailers now demand payment from manufacturers for shelf space. Consumers effectively pay twice, with money and with valuable information that companies fight to control. The battle extends to telecommunications networks, the key infrastructure of the 21st century. Once merely administrative tools, these networked systems are now strategic weapons helping companies defend established markets and enter new ones. As networks evolve from simply transmitting messages to actively analyzing them, they raise profound questions about bias, ethics, and responsibility. Traditional bureaucracies are crumbling as their rigid compartmentalization fails to handle modern information flows. The cubbyhole mentality creates bottlenecks that choke knowledge transfer. New organizational forms prioritize free-flowing information over departmental boundaries. The standardized corporation is giving way to adaptable flex firms that reject cookie-cutter approaches in favor of structures tailored to specific markets. Organizations are evolving beyond hierarchies into diverse power structures, pulsating organizations that expand and contract, two-faced organizations balancing contradictory needs, checkerboard organizations with mixed authority patterns, commissar organizations with parallel power structures, and skunkworks organizations fostering innovation outside normal channels. Knowledge workers demand unprecedented autonomy, transforming the employer-employee relationship. Unlike interchangeable factory workers, they possess unique skills that give them leverage and mobility. This creates tensions as employees seek not just better compensation, but greater control over their work. Two imperatives emerge: Organizations must unblock minds to maximize productivity, while workers demand access to information previously hoarded by management. The knowledge revolution is radically transforming political power structures. As information becomes the primary currency of power, traditional institutions struggle while new players emerge with surprising influence. Political authority is shifting simultaneously, upward to transnational bodies, downward to local communities, and outward to non-governmental entities. This creates a mosaic democracy where ethnic identities gain significance and pivotal minorities wield outsized influence through strategic positioning in information networks. Mass democracy concentrated power nationally, reflecting mass production technology, while today's technologies push production both globally and locally, creating parallel political pressures. New communication technologies have become powerful tools for challenging state power worldwide. From Mexicans documenting police brutality to Czech revolutionaries displaying government violence on street monitors, media is weaponized against authorities. Communication has evolved through three historical modes: mouth-to-ear in agrarian societies, mass media in industrial societies, and today's customized messages for specific population segments. Unlike second-wave media that operated independently, today's media are densely interconnected, forming an integrated system that reduces the power of individual channels while enhancing the collective power of the entire media ecosystem. Despite censorship efforts, information now penetrates even the most guarded borders, as revolutionaries strategically combine traditional and advanced communications to challenge regimes. A fundamental split is emerging between fast and slow economies based on knowledge processing capabilities. Traditional advantages like location, raw materials, and cheap labor are diminishing compared to knowledge infrastructure. Advanced economies process transactions, decisions, and ideas more rapidly, just as advanced organisms process neural signals faster than primitive ones. Fast economies generate wealth at accelerated rates compared to slow ones. In traditional societies, economic processes moved glacially, limited by tradition and poor communications. The Industrial Revolution increased economic metabolism, but today's symbolic economy operates at unprecedented speeds with technologies moving toward real-time operations. The new wealth system consists of a global network of markets, banks, production centers, and laboratories exchanging ever-increasing flows of data. This fast economy drives advancement, while being decoupled from it means exclusion from the future. As wealth production accelerates, slow economies must speed up or drop out. Companies like Tandy Corporation have relocated production from South Korea to Texas, using automated plants with sophisticated equipment. These shifts reflect time's rising importance. Retailers facing rapid fashion changes need quick response and low inventories, something distant suppliers requiring long lead times cannot provide. The future belongs to societies that maintain a dynamic equilibrium between freedom, order, and chance. Nations can be categorized by whether their power rests on one, two, or all three legs of the violence, wealth, knowledge triad. America maintained balanced power throughout the Cold War with military might, economic clout, and superior knowledge resources, while the Soviet Union was a one-legged power relying almost exclusively on military strength. Socialism collapsed not from external pressure, but because it collided with the future. Like Gutenberg's printing press loosening the church's control of knowledge, computers and new communications shattered Moscow's control of information. What neither system anticipated was that intangible knowledge, inexhaustible and simultaneously usable by many, would become the most important property. The great irony is that knowledge now drives the economy, not the reverse, inverting Marx's inversion of Hegel. As nations transition towards super-symbolic economies, they require more horizontal self-regulation and less top-down control. Though violence and wealth remain powerful forces, we're witnessing a historic power shift as knowledge, the highest quality power source, gains importance. As Churchill noted, empires of the future are empires of the mind.